So that's my own fault. However, I did listen to the song. Greatest Showman was in there with the Bearded Ladies, This Is Me, which is pretty good. Marshall had Stand Up For Something. Mudbound had Mighty River. But this is the one that I liked the most, and I thought this was probably my second favorite movie of last year. A little disturbing at points. From Call Me By Your Name, Sufjan Stevens, who I always thought was like Cat Stevens. I thought, well, that's his name, isn't he? Change it. And it's like, no, that's like a, is this a kid or no? He's actually just a guy named Sufjan Stevens. No relation at all. With Mystery of Love. Still a great song. Here it is. Time Travel. I mean, watch this. Oscars. Yeah. There's my favorite from last year, from Call Me By Your Name, Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens, and he lost to Coco. He lost to Coco, not the drink, the movie. Coco's Remember Me. So anyway, let's go back to 1968. That year, The Windmills of Your Mind ended up winning from Thomas Crown Affair, and it was covered so many times. Fantastic song. However, that year, from Star, the movie Star, a song called Star on there, Funny Girl had Funny Girl, For Love of Ivy had For Love of Ivy, and it seemed to be a theme that year, like songs named after movies other than the Thomas Crown Affair with The Windmills of Your Mind. This one, from 1968, came in second place. Windmills of Your Mind is a better song. However, I saw this as a kid, and it's fun. We're going to listen to Dick Van Dyke sing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You're the winner here on Watch This meets Time Travel with Chris Earle, Oscars edition.
What a funny noise it's making.
It's talking to us. Oranges talk.
What's it saying?
It's saying chitty 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 bang bang. Chitty 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 bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang.
Chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do, near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fendered friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fendered friend.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do, near, far, in our motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fendered friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fendered friend.
You're sleek as a thoroughbred.
Your seats are a feathered bed.
You'll turn everybody's head
today.
We'll glide on our motor trip
with pride in our leadership.
The envy of all we survey.
Oh, chitty, you chitty, pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And chitty, you chitty, pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do. Be a chitty far, chitty in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend.
Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fendered friend.
Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fendered friend.
Chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, fine four-fendered chitty chitty friend.
Yeah, who doesn't want a car named Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? It's like a prostitute, except it's a car. The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Hey, it's Time Travel with Chris Earle meets Watch This with Chris Earle. And Winston Kidd, curiously missing, but he's on his way in. Sticking to my story. So again, it was nominated for a song. The song Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was nominated for a song. It lost to The Windmills of Your Mind, which is a fantastic song. Nobody seems to know what the hell it's about. But Sting recorded it. Dusty Springfield recorded it. Neil Diamond recorded it. It was in Thomas Crown Affair, sung by Noel Harrison. And like I said, I'm going to give you a couple of actual winners today. And this is one of my favorite songs from the movies of all time. So I'm going to give you not the movie version. I'm going to give you Dusty Springfield's version of Windmills of Your Mind. It's Time Travel meets Watch This, Special Oscars Edition, WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station.
Round, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Door that keeps revolving. clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song? Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of
good. Windmills of Your Mind here on Time Travel Meets Watch This special Oscars edition show. Why not me? And you know what? Windmills of Your Mind won that year from Thomas Crown Affair 1968. I'm going to bring you back to 1950. That year, Nat King Cole won for Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa from a movie called Captain Carey USA. Cinderella had Bippity Boppity Boo in 1950. The Toast of New Orleans had Be My Love. Don't know that song. It's okay. I listened to it, but it's okay. Wabash Avenue had Wilhelmina, but this, Mona Lisa, the better song. However, this is a great, great cowboy song from a movie called Singing Guns. It was covered by a whole bunch of people, including Frankie Lane. It's a song called Mule Train. So right from the movie, it's Mule Train from Singing Guns from 1950. Let's go. Get along, little doggies. Get along.
You say,
yeah, yeah.
You say, clippity-clopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. Along the mountain chain, soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's a plug of char tobacco for a miner in Corona. There's a guitar for a westerner way out in Arizona. There's a dress of calico for a gal in Kokomo. Get along. Some cotton thread and needles for the folks way out yonder. There's a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. There's some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, you get along, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-cloppin' along. Mule train, mule train.
Hey! From 1950, there's the Mule Train. I'm going to keep with the cowboy theme here for a moment. This is Frankie Lane. We talked about Frankie Lane doing Mule Train. Well, in 1974, The Towering Inferno won with We May Never Love Like This Again. The Towering Inferno was a disaster movie, and it had, you know, this little love theme to it. Benji was there with I Feel Love Wherever Love Takes Me from a movie called Gold. The Little Prince was a movie that had Little Prince. But there was also this one from Mel Brooks. It was a little cowboy movie that turned into one of the biggest comedies of all time. It's the theme from Blazing Saddles. Mel Brooks wrote this, John Morris did the music, and they got the legend Frankie Lane to sing it. Here's Blazing Saddles here on Time Travel Meets Watch This Special Oscars Edition. Why Not Me? Well, you won today, guys.
He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws rule the west and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the west in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle.
Blazing Saddles from 1974 here on Watch This Meets Time Travel with Chris Earle, Oscars edition, Why Not Me? Songs that were nominated but didn't win, and they could have. They could have. Great song. Fantastic. And, of course, the wonderful Frankie Lane, who also covered Mule Train, which we heard before, from 1950. I'm going to bring you to 1990. I'm going to stick with a Western theme for a moment. That year, Dick Tracy was the movie, Sooner or Later, sung by Madonna, with Stephen Sondheim doing the music and lyrics. Of course it won. Of course it won. There was also Godfather Part III had Promise Me You'll Remember, a forgettable tune by Carmine Coppola. Home Alone had Somewhere in Memory. Postcards from the Edge had I'm Checking Out. However, a sequel, and it's actually a better sequel than the first movie, I thought, Young Guns 2, with Blaze of Glory, done by the fantastic John Bon Jovi, got on the list. And my opinion is it's the better song. It's better than Sooner or Later by Madonna, and it's held up a lot over the years. So here we go, Blaze of Glory by John Bon Jovi from Young Guns 2, 1990, here on Time Travel Meets Watch This. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO in Medford.
hungry, yeah. I've got an old coat for a pillow, and the earth was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going, only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a candle in the wind. With these, they gave me something I didn't.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
There's the heroin PSA. We love that one. We played a couple of times here on Time Travel Meets Watch This today. Winston Kidd is in the studio. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Thanks for coming in. That one was Bon Jovi from 1990. From Young Guns 2, did you ever think a movie with Emilio Estevez would be nominated for an Academy Award?
Not really. Not really.
With him playing like Little Billy Joe or something from Young Guns 2. Young Guns 2, good movie. Did you see it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a while, but I liked it more than Young Guns 1. But it had Kiefer in it, Lou Diamond Phillips, Christian Slater, and I forget what Emilio's name was. Let me look it up here. Yeah, it was Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
He plays Billy the Kid in it. It was pretty cool. But John Bon Jovi, and you were saying Bon Jovi, big sports fan?
Big Patriots fan. Yeah, he and Bill Belichick are very close, and you can watch on the Super Bowls. You'll see, I think this past Super Bowl, he was in the box with Kraft.
Yeah?
And in past Super Bowls, he's been down before the game or at least maybe not Super Bowls, but past seasons, he's actually been on the field with Belichick before games.
I think he owns a team, too, doesn't he? Doesn't he own a Jersey team? Or he owned like a minor league baseball team or something like that?
Might.
Yeah.
He might.
Yeah. But I met him on the runway in Cleveland in 1995 at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He actually came in on his private jet that said Bon Jovi on it. I'm like, this is cool.
Awesome.
I'm like, this is a rock star moment.
Yeah.
When the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was opening, getting to see Bon Jovi land. And he literally came out of the plane, just walked up and started shaking hands. It was really cool. I'm sitting there like on the runway in Cleveland. Really
neat.
He's
a Jersey guy.
Yeah. He's good. So I think that was the only nomination he's had. But who knows? Maybe he'll be like Bruce and write a few more movie songs and get nominated a couple more times before he's all done. So that one was from 1990. Let's go to 1976. This was actually an interesting year, 1976. Actually, let me pull these things back up here again. I just lost it. Oscar-nominated songs from 1976. You can check it out on Wikipedia, which is pretty cool.
Is cool.
Have you seen any of the Oscars movies this year?
No.
Okay. Pretty good.
I have been negligent in my my movie going this year.
I did pretty well. I've seen most of the movies, if not all the most important ones. And I will give a little taste of what I think a little bit later when we go through these Oscar nominee music original songs here. So this year, the original song, and basically to be an original song, it has to be in the movie. The big winner, I think, is going to be Shallow from Star is Born. It also, When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings from Ballad of Buster Scruggs, RBG has I'll Fight, The Place Where Lost Things Go from Mary Poppins, which I'm told is not the best song in there, but it got nominated. And All the Stars from Black Panther is also in there for best song. So for best song this year, I'm going with Shallow, which has been played over and over again and won a Golden Globe. It's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, and it's a great tune. It's about basically falling in love and taking a chance on somebody.
Oh, that's rough. You don't want to fall in love. Skip it, kids.
Skip it altogether.
Been there, done that.
But people like to try things. You know, people like to try things. And the other thing you learn is when they try things, they usually try other things pretty quick afterwards.
Yes, they do.
Everybody has a type, but then they have another type that's usually against type.
Yeah. It's,
that's what I've learned over the years.
But it's interesting because when we grow up, mm-hmm. you know, everybody wants to quote unquote fall in love, but we can't really define it.
Right.
There's no real way to know, you know, when it's real and when it's not.
Yeah, I think Danger Zone's good for the background for this when we're talking about falling in love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So go ahead.
And then I can't tell you the number of people that I have met and talked to,
mm-hmm.
You know, and at least half of them are women who got divorced because they married the guy who they thought they really wanted.
Right.
And then they found out, God, this is incredibly boring.
Right. Yes. Or dumb as a stump.
Right.
It's like, you may be hard as a rock, but you're dumb as a stump.
And so it's like, I got what I...
Like on my chest and muscles and stuff.
I got what I thought I wanted, and then I realized I didn't want it. And that, so that creates a problem. And the question is, how do you solve that? And
right.
I don't think you do. I don't know how you can, you know, realistically come up with, you know, this is what I'm going to want.
Right.
And try it out before, you know, because before you get married and, you know, once you have kids, all bets are off.
True.
So
there's not enough time. That's what I think. Time is the greatest commodity above money and everything else.
Absolutely.
Time.
It's the only thing we can't get back.
Yep. It's the only thing we can't get back. And people waste your time. A lot of people just waste your time.
Yes.
And there's nothing worse than feeling like you've wasted your time with someone.
Wasted time. And, you know, because then you've got the feeling of failure because you wasted your time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the feeling of, oh, my God, how could you have done that?
Right.
You know, you've got self-doubt beyond the failure. And then there's the guilt that you spent all of this time chasing something that just was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
How could you not have seen it? And I, you know, and I'm speaking from experience. I have been, as I say it, I've been the smartest guy in the room a bunch of times where people have told me, dude, she's no good for you.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, you don't know.
Right, because you're looking with rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, I'm the smartest guy in the room. No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Not in that particular area. Not in that particular area. Everybody has their strengths in certain areas. And I think, let's tie all this in to like the most recent Oscar-nominated movies. The Favorite has this theme, and Roma has this theme, and Star Is Born has its theme. Now, you said you hadn't seen any of these, right? Panther you saw?
I saw Black Panther.
Okay. My opinion is Black Panther shouldn't even be on this list. However, I think Black Panther is going to win.
Now, why don't you think it should be on the list? I think it's a great movie, great special effects.
Right.
I mean,
it's a popcorn movie, and I don't think it has enough to say other than what's like in your face, which is it's an all black cast. There were parts of it like when they're fighting to the death to become king in this great, like, well advanced culture and this land that nobody's ever seen before.
Yeah.
Why would you fight to the death if you're that advanced? You know?
Well, because you want to be, and humans have done this, you know, forever.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be top dog.
Sure, sure.
And if the civilization is as advanced and as well run as Wakanda,
right?
The desire to be the king is even greater. It's not lower.
All right. So technology is still considered a tool, but being primal is above that.
Yeah,
it's part of it. You have to put that in there, I guess.
I think that's the way humans have always been.
I just think it's very much a popcorn movie. I'm going to play Isaac Hayes won Shaft in 1971, but years later he did the theme to Beavis and Butthead, and I'll have that in the background because this never got any recognition. Beavis and Butthead, another great animated movie, and comedies never really get anything.
But they don't get it for the same reason that you're saying Black Panther shouldn't be there. Too many people think, oh, it's just a comedy. It doesn't have enough to say.
I like that it's there. However, if it was still five pitchers that they picked, I don't think it would be there. However, I think it's time for it to win because the Oscars needs to be popular again.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why. My favorite is Roma. I thought Roma, which is on Netflix, it's fantastic. And Black Panther's on Netflix, too, if you haven't seen it yet. Black Panther, there were better superhero movies. My favorite superhero movie is still Superman. I still like Superman the best. And Superman 2's fantastic. And the Dark Knight trilogy's great. Avengers was a better movie to me than Black Panther was.
Okay.
I was much more entertained by Avengers. However, you also have to see 10 movies before you see the Avengers. You know?
I was just overwhelmed by... You know, when you think about the way that they had to go through and weave those 10 pictures and all of those
characters in.
I mean, it should be in consideration just for that.
Yes.
The writing alone had to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the other things, you know, the movies I've seen, I saw Rhapsody, Bohemian Rhapsody with you, actually.
Yes. And it was just like I said, I'm a huge Queen fan. You grew up with Queen.
Oh, I love Queen.
I know a lot about Queen. I learned nothing more from the movie. That was my biggest complaint of it. It was good, but it wasn't great.
No, there's a documentary that was run on Discovery Channel that was actually better.
Mm-hmm. On Freddie or on the band?
On Freddie.
Yeah.
And, you know, I learned more from that than I did from Bohemian Rhapsody. But you got to... You give it to it because the music is awesome.
The music's great. The whole part with Live Aid's great with the editing. However, I think this guy, Rami Malek, is better than anybody else for lead. I thought he was awesome. I thought he became Freddie.
He did.
They just didn't make Freddie more interesting than the movie. You know, I really think Brian May and Roger Taylor had a little piece of how that movie was going to be made. You know, it was cool what they did with the band, but it's like there would have been a deeper movie if they let there be one, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I still think it's a great movie. I'm glad it won a Golden Globe. The only other movie I don't think should be here is Vice. Vice was good, but it wasn't great.
That's a propaganda piece.
And it's a propaganda piece, exactly. It's a Hollywood in-your-face, you know, propaganda piece. It's something to talk about. However, it's funny because, you know, it almost backfires against it because people are like, oh my God, that's about Dick Cheney. I'd never see that. And the thing is, well, wait a second. It's actually, this is a movie that you would enjoy.
Yeah.
The fact that you just mentioned Dick Cheney and you don't want to see it, yeah. It's great that you don't, you know, because it just goes against everything
you
believe.
You're the target demo.
You're the problem, yeah. And the best part of Vice was the after credit scene. The after credit scene's really good in there. But I just don't think it should be there. I got Cheech and Chong in the background. Earache my eye. Made tons of money in the 70s, Cheech and Chong.
Oh, yeah.
Reinvented comedy movies. Put a lot of realism into it.
Yes.
You know, reminded you of just stoner buddies that you knew or whatever. They made hundreds of millions of dollars. Didn't get an award. Come on. Cheech and Chong, they deserve to be played.
Oh, yeah, and they deserve awards. I mean, they're amazing.
My favorite, like I said, is Roma. And that's on Netflix, and it's really, really interesting, and it's a beautiful movie. And it's basically about this woman in Mexico who's a maid who works for a family, and it's a woman who's with her husband, and they're having problems, and she's got some kids and has the live-in maid that basically becomes the second mom with the kid. And they show the maid working with her, I believe it's her cousin, and she meets a man, and kind of has a relationship with her, but they go through moments where nothing's really happening on the screen. You're just doing like day-to-day stuff where it's like, what are we doing watching them fold laundry for 20 minutes for? But then when something important happens, it is crazy how fast it happens. There's like three or four scenes in the movie where the tension of how fast something is happening and you're disturbed and you're confused by it. You basically feel for this character and what she's going through in this movie. And it's a really, really beautiful movie. And it comes out, it really brings you through the ringer because there's ups and downs in it. And then at the end, there's almost a little bit of a release because you're like, okay, well, we got through all that. And as I was watching, I wasn't really sure what I was watching. That becomes a really interesting movie to me because I've seen thousands of movies at this point in my life. And I just thought it's a really, really beautiful movie. And I think the only thing that's going against it is the fact that it was released on Netflix. So who knows? It could be Roma wins and Netflix becomes a bigger power because it's won. Or I think they may go the popular way and go for Black Panther, although I don't think it should be on the list. But those are the two big ones, I think. The favorite is probably the other one that's in contention for Best Picture. I thought it was great up until the end. And it's basically about a queen and these two cousins, and they're both kind of vying for her affections. Rachel Weisz is basically the second in command as the queen's slowly going crazy, and she gets everything done, and then Emma Stone comes in, needs a job, kicks her cousin out, and starts to take the queen's favor. And it's a great, great movie. There's a lot of cool parts, and it's beautifully done. Reminded me of, like, Barry Lyndon's cinematography's great. The editing's great. It's got a lot of real twisted moments. It's funny. But the ending, I'm like, I don't really buy it. So I think it has a good chance to win. And I love this guy's other movie. It was The Lobster with Colin Farrell. Did you ever see that?
No.
He's basically looking for a new relationship. So he goes to this place where you have to meet up with somebody. If it doesn't work out, you become like an animal or something, and he chooses a lobster. That's like the premise of the movie. It's bizarre, but it's really good. So this guy is a real talent. In the background here is from Something About Mary, Build Me Up Buttercup.
Love that song.
Green Book, fantastic. It's Viggo Mortensen from Lord of the Rings.
Before you go on to
Mahershala.
That,
yeah.
Let me go back to Crazy and just throw out a, you know, a little bit of a non sequitur.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-wife is now Emma Stone's stepmother.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she gets to be the evil stepmother in real life.
That's good.
I kid you not.
It's a good movie. I think everybody should see it. It's a really entertaining movie. It's not for everybody. I mean, there are a few people I know that saw it that didn't like it at all. But you know, like I said, I it's probably in my top three. It's probably my number three. I'd say Roman, then Green Book, and then Favorite in my top three. Green Book was just fantastic. It started off a little shaky, where you're like, okay, this is a stereotype of an Italian American, you know, Goomba from, you know, Tony Soprano from the 60s. But Mahershala Ali, he's fantastic. I think he's going to win Best Supporting. He's just better than everybody else in the category. He plays this classically trained pianist, and he's got a trio, and he's going to go down the South and tour. So he needs some hired muscle. So he goes to Copacabana and he gets Viggo Mortensen, who's, you know, this tough guy, and he ends up bringing him down to the South. And it's all to his own choosing. He decides to choose to do this to have race relations and stuff. And there's more to these two characters than meets the eye. It's more than just the black guy trying to be a white guy and the Italian guy who's, you know, blacker than he is because he's from the streets, you know. And I thought it was really well done. And it's definitely the most, to me, it was the most entertaining of all the movies. It was funny. And
yeah, I saw the trailers for that. That looked really good.
It's a great popcorn movie, and it's a great, you know, Saturday afternoon movie. You know, it was fun. It's good. Bohemian, we talked about a little bit. Black Klansman, I don't think should be on this list either. Black Klansman is another piece of propaganda by Spike Lee. And everybody's like, oh, so well made. I'm like, to me, watching a Spike Lee movie is still like watching a student film. And there's a moment in there, and anybody that wants to argue with me on that, there's a moment in there where he takes a still. Like, it's one of those things like the black guy takes a still with two white supremacists. He takes a picture with David Duke and another guy. And then they cut to what the still looks like they've done in a lot of movies. And the still doesn't look anything like what they just filmed. It's like completely different. And it's like, well, you can't be up for best editing if you've edited to me.
Yeah,
if you're editing and the next continuity of the picture is off. It's like, what is going on here? But there's also moments in it where it's trying to be funnier than it actually is. I didn't really think it was this wacky, crazy, funny comedy that everybody was like making it out to me. It wasn't. And there's a couple moments in it where it's just like, okay, end this, end that. And it's just another one of Spike Lee's. And to me, I hate to say it, but Spike Lee is a racist as well. I think he really is. He's really against people that are not black. he really is. And it's like, what he does with like putting everybody together, they're like, well, he's just showing what it's like. I'm like, but this didn't happen. You can't say it's based on, it is a true story when it was based on a true story. And then all of a sudden the movie wraps up with like all this stuff about what's happening today and what happened in like down in Atlanta. And it's like, what is going on here? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So I'm like, yeah, it was okay, but I don't think it belongs on the list. So they have the whole part with like the girl getting run over by the car. From a couple of years ago, and they tried to tie it into the movie when they had the guy run through the crowd when all the the supremacists
stretch,
came in. Yeah. So it was like, okay, this is all right. You're kind of stretching it here. Anyway, Star is Born, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, and they basically, you know, made this movie twice before, doing really well in the theaters. Great movie, worth seeing. Who knows if it'll win anything? I think it'll win Best Song, and maybe Lady Gaga's gonna win something. She could be one for, you know, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Golden Globe. She'd been going for the trifecta. Who knows?
Didn't it win an Academy Award when Barbara played?
Barbara Streisand, yeah. She won for Best Song. We talked about that a little bit. From I think it's 1976, Kris Kristofferson, I want to say.
Oh,
he plays like a rock and roll guy, and then she, I never actually saw it. This is the first Star is Born.
Yeah.
And there's one that goes back even further with Judy Garland, I believe. But, yeah, who knows? But that's pretty much it for this year. So my favorite, I think, I think Roma is probably going to win, but I think Black Panther, I wouldn't be surprised if it wins. And then the favorite, those are my top three for this year.
Cool.
But, yeah. So, go ahead.
I'm pulling for Black Panther.
You're pulling for Black Panther? I won't be.
I want to see, because I think the action movies get a bum rap.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it'd be a game changer if it won. It would make the Oscars more accessible to people. And I think at this point, after they had that mess up with Moonlight and La La Land a couple of years ago and stuff, I think it really needs to change a little bit. Let's go back to 1976 here and talk about 1976, what happened with original songs that year. So in 1976, Star is Born, Evergreen, that won that year. And it went up against a couple of things that I thought were fantastic, including one where I'm like, you know what, this should have beat Evergreen. But Evergreen, romance, you know, I talked about the difference between romance and action. You know, Rocky III got beat out, and Live and Let Die got beat out, both to love songs. 1976, you also had Rocky in there with Gonna Fly Now, great song. Pink Panther Strikes Again with Come to Me. Half a House, which was a movie that had a song called The World That Never Was. And most of these Oscar movies, we should say, you never hear from again. I mean, you hear from them that year in the movie, and it's like whether the movie was a hit or not, you know. But it takes something important for it to resonate and stick around for years. This comes around every single Halloween. It's one of the greatest horror soundtracks of all time, and it won the best horror soundtrack, but it didn't win best song. Jerry Goldsmith, it was up for best original song because the lyrics are in Latin, and it's basically translated as Hail Satan. It was from The Omen from 1976, which is still, to me, one of the great horror movies. That is a scary movie.
That was a scary movie.
When you have the kid as your son, and the kid is the devil.
Right.
And you're not really sure what to do, because and everybody's trying to kill him, and you want to protect him. And then when Gregory Peck finally goes, and you know, and then it just doesn't go right.
Yeah.
You know,
it is
a great, great horror movie. It's 76. Get around to seeing it if you haven't. But it is Ave Satina, or Satini. It's basically Hail Satan. I used to speak Latin. I don't speak it anymore. But it's
nobody Ave, does. Don't worry about it.
Ave Satini. And it's Hail Satan. And it almost won an Oscar. And it won today here on Watch This. Meets Time Travel with Chris Earle. Special guest Winston Kidd. And we're around till 7. Here it is. Hail Satan from The Omen. Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Watch This Meets Time Travel. Winston Kidd is here with me. We're talking about second place, second through fifth. Why not me? Songs that could have won but didn't. And I think some are better than others. I like that Hail Satan. That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah, we went dark quick.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I got basically time for one more. I think I'm going to talk about 1985. Do you know this one, Lust for Life, is in the background of Train Spotting when he's running in the beginning of the movie.
You know, I never saw that.
Ah, great movie. You got to see Train Spotting. It's crazy. It is a good movie. And they just came out with a sequel a couple years ago. And I still haven't seen that yet. But it's well done. I'm gonna leave everybody in 1985, I think. But let's talk about maybe your favorite Oscar movie the last few years. You think of anything that comes to mind, Winston, in the last few years?
No, I haven't been a big follower of the Oscars.
No.
It's too, it's a bunch of uber-rich, self-involved individuals congratulating themselves.
I love it.
So I'm just like, yeah, I could do without that.
I love it because I want to be one of those people. I know I never will be. But it allows me to feel like I'm part of it, especially when they're not as well informed as I am on the Oscars and the movies and things like that. Like, I feel like I could be part of the Academy because I actually do the research.
You actually would probably be better if the Academy had more people like you, mm-hmm. other than just whoever is in it.
I'm going to throw out a couple of movies over the last few years that won Academy Awards.
Okay.
A Titanic.
Didn't see it.
You haven't seen Titanic? No. Really?
Sad story. I can't see it, no.
Why not?
It's just
sad story?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Let me do, I'm going to give best picture. Did you see Moonlight?
Moonlight with Cher?
Nope. That's Moonstruck. Did you see Shape of Water?
No. I want to see Shape of Water, but I haven't yet.
Yeah. Yeah, a girl basically gets it on with Aquaman.
Freaky.
Yeah. All right. How about Out of Africa?
No.
How about, did you see The Artist?
No.
How about Argo? 12 Years a Slave.
What's Argo?
That was Ben Affleck.
I think I saw that one. That's one about the escape from...
From Iran?
Yeah, that was really good.
All right, how about Spotlight? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw Spotlight. Spotlight is a great movie.
My car is in that four times. And I closed the door on Rachel McAdams. That was my big moment.
Woo.
And they cut it. But I got the door slamming. How about The Hurt Locker? Did you see that?
No.
No Country for Old Men.
Saw that.
Good.
Really weird.
Great movie. Oh, you didn't like that? Oh, that's one of my favorites. Also that year, There Will Be Blood. Didn't win, but it was a great movie, too. Million Dollar Baby.
No.
She dies at the end. Well, she gets hurt. Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Bad. Yeah, it takes a bad turn.
Bad.
Chicago. Did you see that?
No.
No? How about American Beauty?
Saw American Beauty.
Did you like it?
It was an interesting movie. That was I thought Kevin Spacey did a great job.
Mm-hmm. I usually like him too. We're not going to see much of him anymore, though.
No,
I don't think.
No, he liked little boys too much.
Allegedly, Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump was good.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Box of Chocolates.
Right. How about Schindler's List?
Did not see Schindler's List.
No. Pretty good.
You can tell I've been single for a while.
Schindler's List is it's a great date movie. They should have taken it to see somebody on Valentine's Day. We're going to see Schindler's List or maybe Precious by the novel pushed by Sapphire. What else can you see? Schenectady, New York, great date movie. 1985.
Yeah, haven't had to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. So Huey Lewis and the News.
yeah.
was up for an Oscar for Back to the Future with Power of Love. So I'm going to close us out with that. So why not me? So if it was up to me, Huey Lewis and the News would have won because people are still playing this song years and years later.
Oh, yeah,
and people love Huey Lewis and the News. So thanks again, Winston, for coming on in. My guess again, Roma going to be the best pitcher is my guess.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Sorry I was late.
Ah, no problem. Thanks for coming in. And Shay and Molly and Derek are coming up next, and they will talk a little bit about the Oscars, I think, today, too. I believe they're doing the Oscars show. I'm going to leave you with Huey Lewis and the News, Power of Love. Have a great week and weekend, everybody. Be back next week, 5 to 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Okay, this is it. We're back. We're back. I told you we'd be back, right?
Hey, wow, look at the stereo.
No, don't touch that. It's not a stereo. It's what it is.
Now, I know it's been a few years. I know it's been a few years. But Hollywood finally caught. That's it. Your favorite group is in the movie business.
What's going on in there?
Music.
What kind of music?
It's dancing.
It's rock and roll.
Huey.
This is the place. I've got to get in there.
They're expecting me.
Come on, let's go.
Keep an eye on my machine.